Now, this is going to be quite interesting because we're a very lopsided church this morning. Come up here. In fact, go up to the altar rail for me, okay? We're going to have a little race, and we're going to spread the balloons. In other words, this balloon is going to go from the altar rail. One of them, the red one, is going to be on that side with Sarah, and she's going to pass it to the person at the front in the pews. And then it's got to make its way by being passed. So you might want to rearrange yourself, guys. Subtle hint. You might want to get a few more people down there. It's going to be passed to the back row and back, and we'll see which side wins. So this side, you've got Sarah. Let's hear it for Sarah. That side, you've got Rachel. So let's hear it for Rachel. Well, there's not many of them, but they're noisy, aren't they? Okay. So we're going to get this balloon from the front to the back. Your idea, each row has to pass it to a row behind and so on until you get to the back and then back to the front. And it's the first balloon that reaches me and I'll be at the high altar at the end. So you've got to pick it up again and run back to the front. I'll be up here at the end and we'll get the winner from that. Okay, so here we go then. Okay, let's see how this goes then. Let's have a bit of a countdown. Can we have a bit of a guitar drum roll? That's it. That's perfect. Okay, a little bit of rearranging going on here. Yeah. Little bit of subtle stuff. I'm going to move out of the way because this could be dangerous. Right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Mind the wire. Go. Don't trip over the wire. Brilliant. Okay, here we go. Let's give them some encouragement. Come on. Encourage your team. Back row and back. It's going to go to the back row and back and back. That's great. It's on the back row. Has that one got to the back row yet? Yeah, it's got to the back row, so it's on its way back now. Okay, it's going to get to the front. Fantastic. Doesn't that just go to show quite a lot of things? Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Rachel. You can sit down. Let's give these two another big clap. Thank you very much. As the Holy Spirit came, it came on a very small number. It was only a few. You fitted it so well in with what I was going to say then. That was fantastic. It came to only a few. There were just a few gathered there, but they received the power. So there's our third thing. We've got prayer. Let's see the prayer. I'm watching. For those who've gone to sleep. And we got the promise. And then we get the power. But the power of the Holy Spirit only came to a few. And yet it spread quickly. And the power of the Holy Spirit spread quickly in that area, and it spread because there were a group of people there from all over the known world at that time who heard speeches in their languages and were thinking, how could that possibly happen? And they were puzzled and they were bemused and they were excited and they were thrilled and they were all those other expressions that Noel managed to do. The Holy Spirit spread and it spread rapidly, and that power, let's see the power. That power, very good. That, almost saying it again. Power! There we are on it now. That power wasn't just for then, it's for now. Nothing in Scripture says the Holy Spirit came for Pentecost but wasn't meant to be spread, because if it wasn't meant to be spread, it wouldn't have spread. And yet they spread the news, and the Holy Spirit moved and had influence over the world and continues to work in our world today. So let's remind ourselves what we've done so far. The disciples were gathered at Pentecost to... Oh, some of you were there before me. Not sure about the back row, but everybody else. I'm watching, Janet. To pray, first of all. And then they received the promise. And that was the Holy Spirit, which brought them power. And now a long word, because I couldn't think of a shorter word to help me with this one. It's about permanence. It's about the ongoing power and work of the Holy Spirit. So let's try the other three, and then we'll go into that one. Prayer. Promise. Power. Permanence. Continues. This is a sign for continuing. The Holy Spirit continues to work. It continues to work in our church. It continues to work in the world. But it continues to work in our lives. And as God works in us, he makes us more like he wants us to be. So this is the two most challenging bits of the service. What we're going to do now is very gently, if you're able to do this, and children, I really encourage you to do this and join in. I want you to very gently rest your hand on somebody else. And I want you to pray that the Holy Spirit would continue, would be with them permanently. It wasn't a thing for the past, it's a thing for now and a thing for the future. So as we reach out, children, touch your parents. Parents, touch your children, grandchildren, friends, whatever, as we pray. Jesus, we thank you that at Pentecost you sent the Helper to be with your followers. And we pray that today you would continue to renew us with your Holy Spirit, that it will be with us permanently. It will be with us forever. We thank you that your power wasn't just for then, but it is for now and it is for the future. So we pray for those that even now we're in contact with, and we pray that you would fill them again and afresh with your Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Okay, thank you. So four things that hopefully we'll remember and we'll take with us as we think about Pentecost. The final thing that you have is a little pipe cleaner. I've lost mine. There it is. Okay. And this is to remind you that the Holy Spirit works in us to shape us and to form us. We might be like that. We might be very straight sort of people. We might be a bit like that. A bit screwed up and a bit complicated. We might be even people with a bit of a pattern going on, or we might be really mixed up. Whatever we're like, the Holy Spirit works in us to shape us and to make us more like God wants us to be. So take that as a reminder of the Holy Spirit that changes us because he's with us permanently forever. So let's do those four things once more, and then we'll sing our final song. That's a nice thought at this time of the day, isn't it? Our final song. First of all, the disciples were there, and they gathered at Pentecost to pray. And then the promise of the Holy Spirit came, with power for then and power for now. And it goes on permanently. The Holy Spirit is with us, changing us and making us new. So let's stand and celebrate that as we sing our final song together.
Lord, I lift your name.